You could turn to Mark chapter 13, please. Mark chapter 13. And we'll read a few verses from verse 32 down to the end of the chapter. Starting in verse 32, it says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." This is just a short passage that we want to just look at. I want to encourage you tonight just in this couple thoughts, but mainly in this thought of watching in this day and age. You see in verse 33, or verse 32, it says that no one knows the hour. And this is the reason why we ought to be watching. No man knows the hour. And it even said here, the angels which are in heaven don't know the hour, neither the Son. Now we know that in his humanity, he was restricted in his knowledge, the Lord Jesus. But now we know that he knows the time of his return. It says in verse 33, "Take ye heed." So in light of this, in light of the Lord's return, it may be now, it might be in 100 years, but we are to be watching as if it is now, and it might happen any moment. "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is." We have no idea when the Lord's going to return. We don't. The angels, it says, don't even know. The Lord knows when he's going to return. It could be at any moment. And that's why I want to encourage you tonight just to take heed, to watch and to pray. And verse 33, it says, "Take heed, to look at, to behold, to beware, to look, to perceive or to regard." But it's a voluntary observation. You're not forced to take heed to this. It's something that you have to make a personal choice. I'm going to take heed to this. The Lord's going to return at any moment. And it's a position that we need to see ourselves in. If we've trusted Christ, we're born again believers, the Lord's going to return at any moment. We need to take heed to this. But it's a personal choice that we need to make, and we need to apply it to our lives. It's a voluntary observation that of this point that the Lord is coming and we don't know the time. We don't know the time. And it goes on to say, "Watch and pray." So once obviously observing and seeing that the Lord is coming any moment, two things we need to do. We need to watch and we need to pray. To watch, we need to be alert, to stay at one's best, to stay awake. And you think about the watchmen in a city, especially in a time of war back in the olden days. They couldn't go to sleep. They had to be watching. They had to be alert, especially the time of war. When's the enemy going to come? They don't know. So if they're just, you know, playing around, mucking around, at any moment, the enemy might come. That's why they ought to be watching. They ought to be watching. It's a work that they've been put in charge of looking out for the city. That's their job, to watch, and to pray, to talk to the Lord, to intercede for others, to bow and worship God in that sweet time of prayer, in that secret place, to have that sweet relationship with the Lord through prayer, through talking to the Lord. So these two things I want to look at, just watching and praying, specifically watching in anticipation, knowing that the Lord could return at any moment. And I want to encourage you, this has been an encouragement to me just very, very recently. And it's a serious thought. You think about the times we're in, you look at the world around us, and you see the things in place, and you see the Lord's not far away. At any moment, literally, the Lord could return. And we need to be ready for that. We need to be prepared for that. We need to be living lives that are in anticipation for his return. You see in this passage, the word emphasized a lot is, as you've probably noticed, watch. And it says in verse 34, "For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to what? Watch. Watch. You see here, the Son of Man is this man as a man taking a far journey, he left the house and he's given authority to his servants. You know, each and every one of us have been given different abilities, different talents, different gifts. We're no less important gifts, just different. Several abilities. They're different. But in anticipation for the Lord's return, we are to be exercising these gifts and using these talents and abilities God's given us for His glory. In preparation, not just leaving it, you know, God's given us a gift, but we don't want to use that because it's too hard. And it makes me put my neck out and nah. But if we see in the light of the Lord's coming back soon, and we want to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, we've been given different gifts, different abilities, and we ought to use them for God's glory. Not for our own personal selfish gain, to lift ourselves up, but we're watching, remember. We're anticipating the Lord's return, and we're using what God's given us for His glory. You see here, these servants had been given authority, and to every man his work. See, we are supposed to be diligent and faithful with the abilities and gifts God's given us, because without Him, we're nothing. They're God-given. The gifts that God's given us them. And we need to treat it like that. They're not just our abilities. Our gifts, the very breath that we breathe, is from God. And that in itself is something that we can just overlook so easily. Oh, just keep breathing. But it's God that's given us breath. God's given us time on this earth. And for such a time as this, we're here. Are we doing what God wants us to do for His glory in anticipation of His return? Look in First Corinthians, I'll just read it for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It's not an option. It's not an option. With our gifts and abilities that God's given us, we can't squander them. It's not even an option. It's not left as if you feel like it and if you want to do what you want to do, that's okay. It's not an option. It's required of us as stewards to be found faithful. Now, we may be stewards of different abilities. Now, my ability may be different to Damon's, and gift may be different to Damon's, but it doesn't mean I don't exercise my ability and gift with faithfulness unto the Lord. See, we have different gifts and abilities, and God's given us, He's blessed us abundantly in this country. I mean, you look just for instance how we can just witness. That's a blessing. We don't have persecution. We don't have persecution. That's a blessing. And God's been so good to us. But are we being faithful? Each day we have opportunities. And that's what the Lord's just been challenging me with lately. Every day I'm going to see a lost person. At least one person I'm going to see. Am I going to at least give one person a track? Just one. Am I being faithful in that? That's honestly just the last couple of weeks after watching that Tortured for Christ. The Lord's just shown me just the need. We don't even have persecution. It's an ability that we all have. Just to hand someone a gospel tract even. Where are you going to spend eternity? Are we being faithful with that? We've been entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ, which changes lives, which saves people's soul from hell, but are we being faithful with it? Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I've got the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, he says, and these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to what? Faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. If we're going to be watching and waiting for the Lord's return, and we're expecting it, then we're going to be faithful. We're going to be faithful, because if we really believe the Lord's coming soon, then we're going to be faithful in the work He's called us to. And you see, Paul's words to Timothy, he says, commit thou to faithful men. Things that you've learnt, you've heard and received, commit them to faithful men, not any old man. Because if any old man gets it, they're going to squander it and they're going to just not use it. Commit to faithful men, that it may be used for God's glory, not for personal gain. Faithful men. Faithful men and women use their gifts and abilities for God. And they do it in anticipation, knowing that at any moment the Lord's going to return. I just want to love the Lord. And I want to be ready for when He returns. And that's a challenge. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord's return now? We heard the challenge just recently. If we were to go right now, are we ready to stand before God to hear well done or not? That's a challenging thought. See, our test of our love for the Lord will be whether we are actually watching or not, whether we're being faithful with what God's called us to, whether we're looking in anticipation, Lord, You're coming. I'm just waiting. I'm ready because I love You. Come, Lord, come quickly. I like what Wisby said. He says, watchfulness has nothing to do with going to heaven. It is purely a matter of pleasing Him, hearing His loving commendation. Well done. It's not about getting to heaven being faithful and watching. It's about hearing those words, well done, because I want to please the Lord. I want to love the Lord. And our life should be a pattern of loving the Lord, watching, being faithful. Look in Matthew 24. It says in verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house hath known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Why? We're watching. Watch therefore. Why? Because you don't know the hour. It's this anticipation, this being prepared, this preparedness to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. To be taken in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. We don't even know. We might not go in the rapture, but you might die right now. Your breath might leave you. We don't know that. But we're supposed to be in anticipation for the Lord's return at any moment. We see here, he's saying to his disciples, be ready. Watch. Be in anticipation of my return. And this is 2,000 years ago. We're to be watching today. Brethren, we're really to be watching today. We're supposed to be ready. We're supposed to be living lives that are prepared to be taken to glory. I've sat and just pondered over it just in the last few weeks, just a lot, just thinking about heaven and the Lord's return. And this, it just seems so surreal at times. It's like, I can't comprehend it. But I just see in the Word of God that what's going to happen, it's just in the presence of God. I mean, you try and think about that, in the presence of God, and you could be there like that. Are you ready for that? Like, seriously, that's a serious thought. Like, are we ready just to go? And in the presence of our Maker. Like, that T-shirt says, are you ready to meet your Maker? Are we ready to meet the Lord? Is our lives prepared? Are we watching in a way that people can even see that they're ready? They're ready to meet the Lord. Our lives should reflect that. Our love for the Lord will reflect that. If we're watching, we'll be loving the Lord. That's what will happen, because we're anticipating His return. We're watching for it, eagerly looking. It's like those watchmen. They're not just like, they're watching because the enemy's not far away. They don't know when the attack's coming. And they're watching and they're looking and they're checking and making sure. They're making sure that everything's covered. Everything's ready. Just in case. At any moment it might happen. Any moment it might happen. And you look at verse 46 of Matthew 24. It says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. What is that? Watching. Being faithful. Verse 45, it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant? If we're faithful and wise, we'll be watching. We'll be in anticipation of the Lord's return at any moment. That's if we're faithful and wise. But if we're not faithful and wise, then we won't be watching. We won't be found watching. Like the song says, when Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, are we going to be ready? Are we actually going to be ready? It could be in the morning. Afternoon, we don't know. But we can be ready whether we're asleep or not. We can actually be ready. Our lives can be ready to meet the Lord. And I guess it's been a pondering on this and thinking on the Lord's return at any moment. If you really believe it, it starts really to change you. And you start to see, this isn't just words on a page. This is going to happen soon. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready to meet my Saviour. I'm in anticipation. I want to see him soon. Because you will. You are actually going to see the Lord very soon. Whether you die or whether we go in the air, it's going to happen very soon. I mean, time's going like that. It just disappears. We've got no guarantee of tomorrow. Any moment, we could be gone. Are you ready? Are you watching? Let's go to Romans 13. says in verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But notice this here. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Brethren, the night is far spent. Like a preacher once said, that God's not writing the last chapter, he's writing the last page. It's any moment. Any moment the Lord could return. The night is far spent. And I encourage you, if you're not walking closer to the Lord, cast off the works of darkness. Walk with the Lord in the light of his word, trusting him, watching in anticipation, because he is coming soon. Whether we like it or not, we're going to see the Lord very soon. We don't actually get a choice in it, you know, unless you haven't trusted Christ your Savior, then it is your choice. But you will stand before him one day. But it'll be the last time you stand before him. And that's a fearful thing. But what a wonderful thing that we can stand before our Savior and in anticipation look forward, knowing, like the Apostle Paul says, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Why? Because he was watching, anticipating, because he just loved the Lord. He just loved the Lord and he wanted to please the Lord and he wanted to hear those words, well done. Do we really want to hear the words, well done, or we just think we want to hear it? I think I want to hear those words, but do we really believe that we can hear well done? Because we can. God wants to say well done. He actually wants to say well done, thou good and faithful servant. But see, walking with the Lord in the light of his return, in accordance to his word, is a personal choice. You don't get forced. God doesn't pressure you and force you. You have to this. See, how can we show our love if we're robots? No. We show our love by doing what God wants us to do. That's how we show our love for the Lord, in anticipation for his return, knowing that any moment he will return. He will return very soon. Back in Mark 13, we need to be very careful. In verse 36, we need to be careful of this. It says, we'll read from verse 35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, any moment. Lest coming suddenly, he find you what? Sleeping. Sleeping. Not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Not keeping on guard, watching in anticipation. Not physically sleeping, but spiritually sleeping. Because we may be physically sleeping when he comes. That's fine. But we can't be spiritually sleeping. That's not fine. That isn't fine. Let's go to Colossians chapter 4. So, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 first. Keep your finger in Colossians chapter 4. Be there in a moment. To be sleeping, we are to, it's literally to take a break. Just have a rest from the work. Just, you know what, this is just, I'm worn out. I'm just going to have a rest. You know, after a hard day's work, you want to have a rest. But in the work of God, you don't stop working. Now there's rest, and it's in the Lord. Your rest is in the Lord. Now you might not be constantly doing actions, but you can be constantly walking with the Lord. That doesn't have to change. You don't have to be asleep, as it were. You don't have to be taking a break from the Lord. I'm just going to take a break from walking with the Lord because it's just, I just need to have a rest and have a bit of me time. How many times have you heard just people say, I just need to have a bit of me time. I'm just going to hang out by myself and I just need to relax. Just need to chill out because I just had such a busy week and just need me time. Well, in the Christian life, in walking with God, you can't have that. I just got to have me time. No, since when is it about us? Since when is anything about us in regards to our Christian life? It's all about the Lord. It's all about him. For his pleasure we are and work around. Not for my pleasure. Not for Stephen's pleasure. For his pleasure. That's why I ought not be asleep spiritually. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Awake, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. But notice this, see that you walk circumspectly. If we're awake and we're watching and we're prepared for the Lord's return, we're going to be walking circumspectly, precisely, correctly, according to the word of God, walking with the Lord. Not as fools, but as wise. Now, a wise man takes heed to the word of God and does it. A foolish man hears the word of God and doesn't do it. And if we're spiritually asleep, we're going to hear the word of God and we're going to let it pass. But if we're spiritually awake, it's going to come and it's going to stay. And we're going to do. Now, we may have struggles in doing it, but by God's grace, we are able to do it. If God wants us to not do something, for me, close on 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I stopped watching Hollywood, and it was hard at the time, but now I despise it. I despise it. Why? Because God did that work in me. He did. But I don't want to do it now. I can't, because I just love Him. What they play on that screen, you can't love the Lord and watch what's on that screen. I'm sorry. You can't. It's filthy. What they try and teach us through this screen, it's not good. We can't do it. If we're to love the Lord and we're in anticipation of His return, I'll ask you a question. If you're sitting down and you're watching one of these filthy movies and the Lord returns, are you going to hear, well done, now that was well done. That was amazing, just watching that filth. No, you're not going to be ready, are you? But the Lord could come at any moment. So why do you watch it? See, that was, for me, it's just, I can't stand it now. But that wasn't the work I did. See, God gives the grace. When He wants us to do something, He gives us the grace to do it. But we have to first take a step of faith, don't we? Take a step of faith. Why are we to walk circumspectly? Why are we to be awake? We're to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. Brethren, we are in last days. We hear these messages and we see prophecy, things being fulfilled. We are so close. It just seems like we're a breath away. This is a reality. We are a breath away from eternity. But it just seems like we're just moments away from the Lord's return. And we can be ready. And we need to be ready. You think about what the Lord Jesus said to His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. What did He say? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. When we're watching and we're praying and we're in anticipation for the Lord's return and we're just loving the Lord, the temptation will come, but it's not hard to say no because you're walking with the Lord and you're ready for His return. You think, I can't do that because the Lord's going to return at any moment. I can't do that. The Lord wouldn't be pleased with that. But you've got to keep, the Lord's coming back soon. We're watching, we're doing what God wants us to do, what He's called us to do, using the talents and abilities and gifts God's given us. Now we've all got them. We've all been given time and ability. Now we need to use that for God's glory. Let's go to Colossians 4 now. Colossians 4. It says in verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continuing in prayer, constantly in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Sometimes it's hard to be thankful. That's a hard situation, but we can give thanks. Thank you, Lord. This is a hard situation, but you know, His grace is sufficient. It really is. Though it may not seem like it in our feelings, we may not feel like it, but we can still give thanks and say, thank you, Lord, for this situation. Because you know what? Doesn't matter how hard the situation, doesn't matter what the situation, you can still go to your knees and talk to the Lord in prayer. Doesn't matter what situation it is. It's not going to stop you from getting on your knees or just talking to the Lord. Because there is no situation that we can't take to the Lord. Lord, everything to you in prayer. Take everything to the Lord in prayer, but to be watching, to be diligent in working it out. How can we do that? How can we watch? How can we be faithful? Well, we just simply read God's word and obey it. Take heed to it. We look back in Romans 13 just quickly. I just want to look briefly at verse 14. It says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one good way to be watching. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If you're putting yourself in a position where you know you're going to be tempted, you're putting yourself in the position, well, you're not watching very carefully, are you? If you're falling asleep at your post, you're not watching very carefully. If you're spiritually just easing up and settling down, don't worry, I'm just maturing. No, that's not watching. That's not. See, a watchman is supposed to be alert and aware at all times. Doesn't matter whether he's been awake for 20 hours. He's still supposed to be alert. It is hard. But the lives of these men and women in the city are relying upon him and his job. He's supposed to be alert. You think about the lives of men and women in this city. And are we being watching for their souls? Are we being alert and seeing that there are souls in danger and that we have the good news? We do. Did you know we have good news? It's not bad news, it's good news. And it's the love of Christ and what he's done on the cross. And it's very simple. Just use your words and tell them. Or just give them the gospel tract and tell them. It's quite simple, but it's a massive responsibility. We've been given the command to go. Go, therefore, teach all nations. We're supposed to go and tell the people about the Lord. And everyone can do it. You know, it was interesting. Jaden, he's a bit of a parrot and he repeats things, but it's interesting you see him. He was in the room the other day and he had a track and he said, God loves you. God loves you. He's not even two. And he can do it. Can't you? Come on, let's be serious. If he can do it and he doesn't know what he's doing, but if he can do it, we can. Just simple. You know, God loves you. Christ died on the cross for your sins. That's watching. That's being diligent, anticipating the Lord's return, isn't it? Lord, I don't want to see anyone perish. You don't want to see anyone perish. God's not willing that any should perish. See, we're supposed to have the heart of God. But are we watching? Are we careful? See, but if we're making provision for the flesh and easing up a bit and just relaxing, and we're not going to be watching. We're not going to be seeing souls in danger all around us. We won't. Why? When we're making provision for the flesh, we're thinking of me, myself, and I. That's what's happening. We're making provision for the flesh. That's going to cause danger, but I'm pretty keen for that, so I'm going to do it. You're walking on a cliff edge. It's not wise. It's actually quite foolish. 1 Peter chapter 4. A couple more passages and we'll be done. 1 Peter chapter 4. And from verse 7 down to verse 11 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And notice here some things now that we can be watching in and that we can be diligent in serving the Lord and being ready. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so to minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You look at this here, this is a good way, if you look at this passage, this is a good way to be anticipating, living this out, and it's a good way to prepare for the Lord's return, to be watching, to be living in anticipation, that imminent return, the Lord's coming at any moment. Just read this passage a few times, and if you live this out, you're going to be ready. Living in anticipation. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. It's true. We are in the end days. It says, be therefore sober, and watch under prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity, not just any kind of charity, not any kind of love, fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Isn't that true? Love does. Charity covers a multitude of sins. Fervent love. Fervent charity does. See, when we're watching for the Lord and we love the Lord, loving others comes easy because we're loving the Lord first. But if we don't love the Lord, some people, it's hard to love. I just can't do it. My personality doesn't work with that. No, but see, if we love the Lord, it comes easy. Because God's first, and it doesn't matter. We want to be a blessing to others and serve others regardless of their personality. Or how my personality doesn't work with that one. No, but it can. Because of Christ. See, we have a common bond. We can have unity in Christ. You look at just here, we have people from different states, different countries, but we can still have unity in Christ. We have a common bond, Jesus Christ, and He's coming back soon. At any moment, amen, come Lord. And that ought to be our heart's cry. Because if it is, it would seem to say that our life is being lived in a way that, Lord, I want You to come. I'm ready for You to come at any moment. I'm ready because I'm watching and I'm in anticipation any moment. The Lord's coming back. How's your walk with the Lord? How is your walk with the Lord? If your walk with the Lord is where it ought to be, you're ready. Lord, just come. Because you're already walking with the Lord. You're talking with the Lord. You're spending time with the Lord. But if you're not, I just got to quickly straighten it out before You come, Lord. I just got a couple of things I need to do just to fix this and do that before the Lord comes. Now you can walk with God now and be ready and watch, because He is coming. He is coming, and it's very soon. And I want to encourage you, watch. Be diligent in doing what God wants you to do. Now, I don't know what it may be specifically in every area of your life that God wants you to do, but there's some things laid out in Scripture that we all ought to do. But for me, I need to personally live my life in a preparedness for His imminent return. Every day, every moment of the day. And if we fall, just man falls 7 times, rises again, get back up. Don't live in defeat and discouragement. You may say, I'm not walking with the Lord where I should be right now. Let me encourage you with this. Go home, get on your knees, and start walking with the Lord how you ought to. Start watching how you ought to. Because if you're watching how you ought to, living the Christian life will just be an overflow of that. How it ought to be lived according to the Word of God. Because you're loving the Lord and you just want to do what He says. Doesn't matter about anything else. Doesn't matter about what they say. Doesn't matter what He says. It's just what the Lord says. Because you're walking with Him, because you love Him. See, that's what it comes down to. If you really love the Lord, like you say you do, you'll be watching in earnest anticipation. I'll be watching, Lord, I'm ready, I just want You to come because I love You and my life is showing forth that I love You. It's not for others. See, our preparedness and our watching isn't for others as such. Though we're to be watching for people's souls and seeing people in danger, encouraging the saints, but we're to watch for the Lord. Lord, this is for You. I want to see You. I'm ready to meet You any moment. Are you ready? I'll leave you with that thought. Let's pray.